On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, I don't know if you, Tolo, saw this news earlier today or not, but it just so happened that we had it planned already in this very segment to get up to Boulder and talk about Deion Sanders. And bam, just like that, On3 Sports reporting about an hour ago, Diesel, Colorado Athletics Director Rick George is set to step away in July, the school announced. George hired head football coach Deion Sanders. So, with that being said, again, I already had this on the rundown. You and I were already scheduled to talk about Deion Sanders because this football season, we've had a lot going on, a lot to get to, a lot to conversate about, but we haven't had the most time to talk about Deion Sanders here. And I want to know from you. I also want to know from the Tolos what your opinion is regarding Deion Sanders, who we know now will have a new athletic director in the 2026 school year, Diesel. Is it time to maybe consider moving on from Deion? That's the question I ask you. Want to hear from the Tolos as well at 844-326-3663. In your mind, is that an outlandish statement to hear when it comes to moving on from Deion Sanders?
No, it's not outlandish. Deion Sanders has been a massive disappointment at Colorado. Look, I think it was great what he did when he had his sons on the roster, when he had Travis Hunter on the roster. But without those guys, Colorado sucks under Deion. They're just not good. They're not good. Deion, I think, came in with a tremendous amount of media hype. Oh, isn't it so cool that Deion Sanders is coaching? Oh, he was amazing down at Jackson State when you got guys that are future NFL number one overall picks. Yeah, that's easy to roll teams when you've got that kind of talent disparity. You get them to Colorado, you get them competing against teams that have relative equal strength talent or better talent than he has, and all of a sudden that hype folds like a house of cards.
So you're saying, and I want to make sure I'm hearing you clear on this, because I about passed out in my chair here when you said that. I had to check my pulse and heart rate all at one time. I want to be very clear about something. Is this thing on? You said that it's not outlandish to get rid of Deion. Did you say that? Did you really say that?
I think that Colorado has gotten all that they are going to get out of
Deion. Wow. I could not disagree more, Diesel.
They got so much hype, so much attention. And, you know, like, Deion is still an amazing character. But eventually, when they're not pulling off crazy upsets, or when it's not the shiny new thing, when it's not the new puppy, right? People just move on, right? They start focusing on teams that are actually good at football. Like, Dion's like that puppy that you bring home, and the kids are so jazzed and so excited to have this puppy. And they fall in love with having a puppy. Then the puppy gets a little bit older, and it's a dog. And it's just, it's not as sweet and exciting as it was. Oof. Now, all of a sudden, there needs to be some real substance there. Deion Sanders, all flash, no substance.
The Diesel Deion disrespect. The three D's there in this segment. I can't believe it.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm being realistic.
Oh, my goodness. So here's where I disagree. I couldn't disagree more, by the way. And Tolos, want to hear from you. Where do you weigh in on this? At 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-326-3663. Diesel says, I'm not being disrespectful. I'm being realistic. Well, Diesel, here's the reality of it. Well, you call Deion a character, and you know, he does have his way of portraying himself sometimes as a character. Colorado was nothing before Deion Sanders. You're telling me, let's go get Carl Dorrell, who was fired midseason, or Mike Sanford? I mean, you're making up guys who work at Kroger on Woodruff Road now. They were 1-11, 1-8 before Deion got there, allowing like 8 million points per game. They were last in FBS in scoring defense. You're telling me you'd rather go back to that? Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not saying go back to that. I'm saying that Deion did what he could do. He came in with his star power, and he came in with the media attention, and he raised the ship. But he's not raising this thing to 10 wins, right? He can raise it to 6-6. I don't know. I don't have his records at Colorado pulled up in front of me.
Yeah.
I think Deion, with his hype, could raise that team to a 6-6 level program, and that's probably about it.
Well, here's the thing I would say about that. If it were 10 years ago, Diesel, if it were 10 years ago and you had build a recruiting class, yada, 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 I'd say I'd probably agree with you. But in this world of college football, you're telling me Deion Sanders, now, losing Travis Hunter and losing Shador, obviously that's a big blow, and this team in 2025, Diesel, hasn't resembled 2024's team at all.
Hey, don't you be disrespecting Shiloh.
Well, Shiloh, you're not Shador, right? So he was, 4-8 in 2023, 9-4 last year, 7-2 in Big 12 play, combined 13-12 overall, a winning record, mind you, at Colorado. And we didn't even know Colorado had a football program, Diesel, before
Deion. They won a national championship.
No, that was in 14 B.C. That was before Christ. That was so long ago, people don't even know about Colorado. Now, does Deion Sanders have work to do to get Colorado to a consistent force? Yeah, of course. I believe, though, going back to my point, all he's got to do is pony up the NIL boosters and collectives at Colorado and go buy the best players in college. Vanderbilt's doing it. If Vanderbilt's doing it, why can't Deion Sanders do it? You're telling me Vandy's more attractive of a destination than Colorado?
Well, Vandy happens to be sitting in the most fertile recruiting ground in the country, in the highest profile. I won't say best. That's an argument we can have for another time. But most high-profile conference in college football that gets all the media hype. They get all of that. Deion's out at Colorado. That's way out west, my friend.
They make planes, though.
That's way out west. And when you're not, when you have to fall back on your own abilities to coach. And we talked about this. We have talked about this for the last 2 years, 3 years. Like, what's going to happen with Deion when he actually has to coach? Now, I've seen him hire a bunch of high-profile former NFL players and stuff. And that's great and all. But have any of them turned into just unbelievable coaches?
Well, I will side with you on this. I don't believe Deion Sanders has made the right hires. I'll side with you on that, okay? I'll give you that. I don't believe hiring all of your buddies who played with you in the NFL is the right move.
So what are we supposed to judge Deion on, right? We judge him on his record. We judge him on his decision-making.
Yeah.
And his record and his decision-making aren't great.
Well, I would say this. I would say Deion Sanders showed us last year that with good talent, he can keep Colorado and bring Colorado to a place of relevancy.
In a mediocre conference.
Oh, yeah, which is 100% true. Which, hey, look, Colorado football, though, and relevancy, like that, those two things aren't in the same sentence. So if you are telling me, and I know you might be yelling at the radio saying, well, Cole, any coach looks good with good players, which partly is true, but Deion Sanders knows the game. Now, I will say, does every good player turn into a good coach? No. We've seen that. Hey, ask Clemson fans about the running backs coach right now. They'd probably tell you that's not always the case.
Said it.
But I do believe that Colorado would be idiotic to move away from Deion just because of where you've been, who you have, your belief in the guy. That would basically tell other coaches out there, hey, Deion, we gave him 3 years and that was it. We're not going to give you much time either. That's a terrible message to send to other coaches. Let's go to the phone lines. The one and only Dewey wants to weigh in at 844-FAN-PHONE. What's up, Dewey?
Yes, I have to agree with Diesel.
Oh,
wow. Hey, wait, I don't know if I want that endorsement.
I'm upset. I'm upset with you, Cole. That's why I'm agreeing with Diesel.
You're upset with me?
Oh, okay. So it's personal.
Yeah.
Why are you upset with me, Dewey?
Because you keep saying South Carolina's going to get trampled, and that's not going to be the case.
When did I say that, Dewey? Have we given our score predictions, Diesel?
Not yet, but I know you're thinking it. You're a Clemson fan.
Wow. Oh my gosh, throwing the Clemson at me.
But real talk, Deion needs to go. The celebrity status crap is over. Look at Bill Belichick. He knows football, but he's a joke. What about Tom Brady and Tom Brady, he's nothing. Look at the Patriots. 2 years removed from Bill Belichick, and all of a sudden they're going to the Super Bowl. So Deion Sanders, he needs to go. He needs to retire. He's sick anyways. He's been recovering from cancer, and he's been recovering from other ailments. It's time for him to go to the sunset, go to Tahiti, go wherever, and just retire and quit bringing Lil Wayne and Michael Jackson and all them celebrities to Colorado because it's not helping them win. Colorado's going to go back to their suckiness and everyone's going to forget about them. Oh.
Thanks, Dewey.
That was a delay.
Look, he had a phenomenal season when he had Shadur, when he had Travis, and when he had Shiloh, and some other guys too.
Sure.
But since then, he has not been able to parlay his celebrity status, as strong as it may be. He's not been able to parlay it into continued success on the recruiting trail. Mister, I'm bringing my luggage with me, and it's Louis, has the 79th ranked recruiting class in America for the 2026 class. That is right there, Cole, with the likes of Western Kentucky and Toledo. That's not good.
No, and I guess Deion has the mindset and the philosophy, Diesel, that doesn't matter, that he can buy the best players, that he can bring the best players, because we did see a spike financially. We did see a spike financially when it comes to Deion being hired at Colorado. We saw what money at Colorado could look like. Heck, going back to my Vanderbilt point, nobody ever thought Vanderbilt could be a consistent power. We don't know if they're going to be consistent. They've been good the last 2 years. But still, I just do believe ultimately when you have a guy like Deion there, does that mean, Diesel, I think he's the best coach in the world? No. But I do believe that to your celebrity, star power, character type conversation and point that you brought up, I think that still carries weight.
Well, I'll put it this way. For the 2025 class, it's the most recent one, obviously, one that is completed. With the transfer portal, Colorado 19th in the country in the portal, they brought in 33 guys, 4 4 stars and 28 three stars. You're not going to win a lot of football games. Like, I thought Deion Primetime Sanders was going to be able to load up the Colorado roster with 5 stars, right? I thought his celebrity status, and I'm sure that Colorado and those fans out there, I mean, Boulder's a bougie part of town, right? They got some money to attract some guys. But if you're a 5-star, are you signing up for the circus at Colorado? Or would you rather, if you have the opportunity, would you rather go to Alabama, Georgia, Southern Cal, Oklahoma, A&M, I mean, well, if you're at that level, yeah, that you can be as choosy as you want to be. You're a high four-star, you're a five-star guy, you had a great season last year, you got all this list of teams coming after you. Is Colorado at the top of your list?
I would say if the money is there, because we know that in today's world in college football is more about money than anything. And also, Diesel, I would say yes. I'll tell you why. Think about it like this. You go to Alabama, you go to Oklahoma, you go to LSU, you go to Georgia, you're another name. I've seen that I can go to Colorado and I can be what Travis Hunter was. I can be what Shedeur Sanders was. I can be the guy talked about across the country, or I can go sit on the bench in Athens, Georgia. I know that Deion still has work to do. You just brought up his recruiting class. It's horrible. I mean, yeah, it's horrible.
It's not good.
And I think, going back to what I said a minute ago about his assistant coaches, Diesel, I think he's made some horrible decisions with these assistant coaches. I mean, bringing a bunch of buddies. Hey, ask Dabo.
Yeah.
That doesn't always work.
I think he thought that the celebrity status, even though they might be diminished, of the former NFL greats that he brought out there with him, would help, you know, bring some of those guys. You know, if you want to be the best,
yeah,
then you want to learn from the best. But again, those are all unproven coaches.
They are.
If you want to go somewhere, you want to learn from a proven coach. You don't care if that guy won a Super Bowl or not. You want to go play for a proven coach.
Deion's got to get some actual coaches.
Yeah.
That know ball. What are the Tolos saying, Diesel? Richard on Facebook says, Deion isn't a good coach. These kids are over Deion's show.
Wow.
Dewey corrected me. You know, go ahead.
I want to put it this way.
Yeah.
Dowell Loggins has a better recruiting class than Deion Sanders for next year.
Mm, that's a shot of the shot of the gut there.
Sacramento State, they're not even FBS. They have a better recruiting class than Colorado for next year. Come on.
Sacramento State's a power, Diesel. They're a powerhouse.
Okay.
Come on. Texter from the 803 gets in and says, Colorado was arguably the worst FBS program in America prior to the Deion hire. Who would Colorado even turn to? Deion is their best option. Tolo Steve says, can Dewey retire from calling in on the show? Even though it's funny listening to him stumble and not have no idea what he's talking about. Well, Tolo Steve, why don't you call more instead of Dewey calling less? How about that?
If these phone lines are loaded up with callers, then we got to say, hey, Dewey, you got to keep
it to one minute
or less.
That's right.
Because we got Tolo Steve on the phone right behind you, and he's got something to say.
I bet we have, Diesel, within the course of a four-hour show, I bet we have 300-plus text messages from different Tolos on the text line any given day. They're quick to text. We got keyboard warriors who will text, but I shout out to Tolos who are brave and pick up the phone. Call the show. Let us know your thoughts. Ultimately, Diesel, when you look at Colorado, we talked about this with Clemson. I think if he wanted to, he can make this a quick fix. He could be the best salesman in college football with the NIL era, transfer portal area, or era, not area, being a brand, Diesel. And guess what? You know what players want in today's era? They want exposure. You know what Deion will do? He'll give them exposure. It might be at 2 a.m. East Coast time, but he'll give them exposure. And I think that they're, even though that brand has diminished a little bit, Deion Sanders changed and transformed the brand of Colorado overnight.
Yeah.
We weren't even talking about him. So if he were to hire the right guys and get the right guys in, I think this could be this is going to sound crazy. I think it could be a playoff team.
Well, Deion, my ultimate point is that Deion used that celebrity status to bring Colorado up from the depths to a decent program. Decent, not great, but respectable, right? We know that they were terrible, had 9 wins last year, now they're down to 3. Brought them to respectability. Now if you're, well, whoever it's going to be, athletic director at Colorado, if you made the decision to move on from Deion, you can parlay that new image and respectability into an actual coach who knows what he's doing.
Mm.
You couldn't get great coaches at Colorado before, because you are a perennial 0-12, 1-11 type of team. But now that you're a 6-6 team that's got status, you might be able to get that better coach. Won't have the glitz and the glamour and the sunglasses and the everybody talking about him.
Yeah.
Won't be making the same quotes, but you might actually get a better coach out of it.
Let's go back to the phone lines at 844-FAN-PHONE. Richard wants to weigh in. What's on your mind, Richard?
Hey, I'm WVU fan 214.
Yeah.
Cool.
I agree with Diesel, but I think with Colorado, they just have to decide whether they just want the money coming in and the attention that Deion brings them, or if they want a good coach.
Mm, yeah.
I just don't think Deion's a good coach, but I think he does bring in the money and probably would continue to do that, and probably gauging as to whether, if they let him go, who would also leave as far as bringing in the money.
It's like asking the question, Richard, do you want to be a good football program or do you want to be a clown show? Both of them get attention. Yeah. It's your choice.
Well, and I think he, like you said, he brought them to a place. Now you can go out and get a coach and hopefully keep some of those boosters and people bringing in the money. But I just don't think Deion's a good coach. I think, you know, and now if he makes changes and goes after real assistant coaches, yeah, and not his friends and stuff, but I don't see him doing that. So
it's a good point. Hey, great call, Richard. Call anytime. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call. It's good stuff. I ultimately want to see it work. I do. I want to see it work because Deion, I think we need Deion Sanders in college football. I don't know if it will work.
Man, he's in all the same commercials. Wouldn't it be great if Deion Sanders was on Nick Saban's staff at Alabama? That wouldn't be prime time.
No.
But still, you'd be making a lot of money as a defensive backs coach at Alabama.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Really would be.
When we come back into the Clemson conversation, they've got Louisville tomorrow night. Even though Chapel kept wanting to call him Louisville, I didn't. I'm going to have to call our friend yesterday from
Paul Rogers.
Paul Rogers say, hey, I got a guy here. You better look out for him. He's in the press box. Be careful around him. He says Louisville. But we'll talk Clemson versus Louisville with Chapel Fowler next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Tolos, we need your upset picks. 844-326-3663. We need a big push in the final hour of the show. Hour number four, we're going to get to some audio, some fantastic audio in the next hour. We've also got Clay Hendricks. Doesn't get much better than that. Diesel head coach of the Furman Paladins joining us at 6:22 as he does every Thursday. But I want to get, touch on this Alabama-Oklahoma game real quick. Okay. We mentioned it yesterday in the upset picks challenge, and I have not seen many upset picks come in for this game. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you and I did a segment for most consequential games in college football. We heard this audio from Paul Feinbaum earlier about Texas, a three-loss team, still getting in. Don't you feel like this is the last chance? Not the last chance ever, but this is it for Brent Venables as far as 2025 goes. What I mean is, if they lose to Alabama, they will be 7-3, 3-3 in conference.
Yeah.
I know that you can still win out. I know that you can do what I get that. But I'm telling you, this late in the season, we're in November. Diesel, there's only a few weeks of college football remaining, and I believe that if Oklahoma loses to Alabama on Saturday afternoon, which, by the way, they're a 6.5-point dog, I believe Oklahoma is once and for all out of the playoff picture.
Yeah, three lost teams not getting in. And even on top of that, even if your three losses were all to great teams. Now, they lost to top 10 Ole Miss. They lost to an unranked Texas. Looked bad in that game, by the way, 23-6. And let's just say they play Alabama close. Let's say it's a phenomenal football game, and the final score is, I don't know, 24-23. You're still a three-loss team, and there's not enough meat on the bone with Missouri and LSU left to impress anybody, to put yourself back into the conversation.
Yeah.
So if they lost Alabama close, but they still had two top 10 teams behind them, and even if they won those games, you're still a three-loss team, but you would have that big old, you know, medallion hanging around your neck that says, well, we just beat a number two so-and-so, and we beat a number eight so-and-so.
Diesel, Alabama has the 57th ranked offense in FBS football, the 18th best defense. Oklahoma has the 78th best defense, the 78th best offense, and the 7th best defense, as you can imagine, only allowing 14.1 points per game. Bama's defense allowing 17.2 points per game. I will say this. I find it interesting. When you talk about Alabama's defense that is clearly elite, Oklahoma's defense is also elite. Some of those numbers that I just read out, I mean, you're talking about the 7th best defense. Oklahoma statistically has a better defense than Alabama. Yeah. Do I think Oklahoma's going to win this game? I'm not so sure of it, but I will tell you this. Here's where I have a little bit of hesitancy. Alabama's run game has serious issues. We talked about this with Bill Bender the other day, Diesel. Alabama's one of the teams in college football this year that just cannot run the football. They can't. Alabama, they used to be known as a team that would pound the rock. They're not that. So
Derrick Henry ain't walking those halls right now.
And Diesel, with that being said, with Alabama struggles in the run game and an elite Oklahoma defense, it's going to put a lot of pressure on the passing game.
Yeah.
I maybe regret not taking this game with the upset pick challenge. I do think there's a possibility. It's all going to come down to Ty Simpson, who, I don't know if you've heard this statistic, Diesel, or not. Ty Simpson has 21 touchdowns to one interception ratio.
I think that puts him firmly at the top of the PDG stat. Have you ever heard of the PDG stat?
Pretty dang good.
Pretty dang good.
Pretty dang good.
I'm glad you figured that out.
And I'm good for some things.
Yeah.
Ty Simpson takes care of the football. There's going to be a lot of pressure on Ty Simpson. I think Oklahoma will subdue the run game. But what will Brent Venables do? Diesel, because if they beat Alabama, you're talking about an Oklahoma team that's all of a sudden 8-2, still in the playoff conversation. Bama also would be 8-2. I think this could be one of the all-time Brent Venables masterclass coaching jobs if he somehow finds a way to take down a Ty Simpson quarterback who is just flat getting it done. I think this is the best game of the weekend.
I'd love to see it. How many interceptions, I wonder, does Oklahoma have on the season defensively? If they can figure out a way to get one, just get one pick off of Ty.
Double ties.
Slow him down a little bit, you know, and put them in a position where they have to run the football and they can't.
Yeah.
I could see an upset. I could see it.
I could see it. I'm not, I don't know if I'm ready to call for it yet.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready to call for it,
spread
but I could
on this
see
game
it.
Is
6.5.
6.5 on the road.
Yeah.
That means they're saying it's a field goal ball game.
It's at Bryant Denny. They're 6-0 in the SEC. I'm telling you, whatever I have to do, the bootlegs, the wacko plug-in sticks for $10 a month, I know YouTube TV and ESPN are still at a stalemate. I'm going to watch this football game. This one's going to be good.
If Oklahoma can jump out on them early, they're averaging – no, sorry, that's – sorry. Thanks, Google. You give me Oklahoma City Thunder stats.
Oh,
I don't need
gosh.
That. And we're up against a break, so we got to go.
Thanks,
I'll have
Google.
The stat for you on the other side of the break. I promise you, I didn't search Oklahoma City. When we come back, let's hear from Dave Canales about what it was like to get absolutely pounded into the turf at home by a bad Saints team. That's next.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.